The last two agenda items are appeal matters for which I have designated Mark Draper as the presiding officer. And at this time, I ask Mr. Draper to proceed in this capacity and to adjourn the meeting upon conclusion of the board's business.
Thank you. So the first appeal we're going to be dealing with this morning is the appeal of Edward Spencer of the Solid Waste License Minor Revision for the Juniper Ridge Landfill. And our executive panelist will make the introduction, please.
The next item on the agenda is the board's consideration of Edward Spencer's appeal of a solid waste license minor revision issued from the Juniper Ridge Landfill. The procedure for hearing appeals is set forth in Department Rule Chapter 2, Section 24F. Following my introduction, the appellant and the licensee will have the opportunity to provide oral arguments on the issues raised in the appeal. The department staff will then make a presentation addressing the objections and challenges raised in the appeal and summarizing the commissioner's recommended decision on the appeal. The record on which the board decides an appeal is generally limited to the record considered by the department staff in its review of the application and any supplemental evidence that was admitted by the board chair. On November 17, 2021, the commissioner conditionally approved the solid waste license minor revision application of the state of Maine, acting through the Bureau of General Services, which authorized the methodology used to determine the annual oversized bulky waste limit associated with the state-owned Juniper Ridge Landfill in Old Town. The licensee is represented by the Bureau of General Services, William Longfellow, and Assistant Attorney General Emily Atkins, at the meeting today. I believe they may or may not be. NewsMe Landfill Operations LLC operates the Juniper Ridge Landfill and today is represented by Attorney Brian Reyes. On December 28, 2021, Edward Spencer filed with the board a timely appeal of the minor revision order. Mr. Spencer is present today to address the bill. Mr. Spencer objects to both the methodology approved in the minor revision order to determine the limit of oversized bulky waste that may be received at the Juniper Ridge Landfill and the resulting increase in the amount of oversized bulky waste that the facility may receive. As a remedy, Mr. Spencer requests that the board ban the importation of sludge into Maine by emergency decree if necessary, adopt his proposed methodology for determining the oversized bulky waste limit, and convene a working group to ascertain the best management practices at landfills for bulking and stabilizing semi-liquid materials like sludge. Although not labeled as such, Mr. Spencer's appeal included information that was not in the department's licensing record and was therefore treated as proposed supplemental evidence. The licensee commented on the admissibility of that proposed supplemental evidence, opposing all of it. Based on the Chapter 2 criteria regarding the admittance of proposed supplemental evidence, the board chair ruled that none of Mr. Spencer's material qualified for admittance to the record. Therefore, the proposed supplemental evidence contained in Mr. Spencer's appeal was struck and redacted from the material circulated to the The relevant statutes and rules governing the commissioner's order under appeal are the Maine Hazardous Waste Septic and Solid Waste Management Act, 38 MRS sections 1301 through 1319-1, the Solid Waste Management Hierarchy Law, 38 MRS section 2101, Chapter 400, Solid Waste Management Rules, General Provisions, Chapter 401, Landfill Siting, Design and Operation, Chapter 405, Water Quality Monitoring, Leachate Monitoring, and Waste Characterization, and Chapter 2, Rule Concerning the Processing of Applications and Other Administrative Matters. In accordance with the procedures set forth in Chapter 2, Section 24F, the board will hear the appeal in the following order. Following my presentation, we'll continue with oral argument from the appellant, discussing his objections and challenges to the commission's decision raised in the appeal. Next, the licensee will address the issues raised by the appellant. The chair may then provide an opportunity to allow for other persons to comment on the appeal. Then department staff will make a presentation addressing the objections and challenges raised in the appeal and summarizing the commissioner's recommended decision. And finally, the chair may allow a brief rebuttal from the appellant and licensee. As a reminder, the meeting today is not a public hearing, and the board may not receive new argument or evidence from any person. Board members, board staff, and counsel to the board may ask questions at any time, but will generally hold their questions until the end of each person's oral argument. After hearing from the appellant, the licensee, the staff, and others as permitted by the chair, the board will deliberate and vote on the appeal. The board is not bound by the commissioner's findings of fact or conclusions of law, but may adopt, modify, or reverse findings of fact or conclusions of law established by the commissioner. Any changes made by the board to the commissioner's order must be based on the board's review of the record, which in this proceeding does not include supplemental evidence. The options available to the board today are to adopt the proposed board order, which would deny the appeal and affirm the commissioner's decision, adopt the proposed board order with amendments or additional conditions, direct the staff to draft an order granting the appeal and reversing the decision of the commission, or remand the matter to the commissioner for further proceedings.
Bill? So we'll begin with Mr. Spencer this morning.